So the kids, so they argue back and forth. And we said that really both psukim, you can answer both ways. That even according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's made the have to have tshuva. Just it will not be tshuva that will start from us, our own free will. Or we will be forced to do tshuva, like by Haman. When Haman brought the Xeris, then Klai Yisrael were forced to do tshuva. Omer Rabbi Elazar, but like when the pasuk says, Im toshuv Yisrael niyum Hashem elai toshuv. That if you do tshuva, you return, then I return to you. Again, another pasuk. Mashiach will only come if we do tshuva. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, but like when the pasuk says, that there will be a time when he will come. The chalos neifoyt yad am kodesh tichlenu. That kol eila, that the tzoros at the end, that's what's going to bring the Mashiach. Rashi says tichlenu elu hatzoros for yovel Mashiach arminon ki yozlas yad. Like because of the tzoros, the problems we'll have. That's what's going to bring the Mashiach. So not because we're going to do tshuva miyava, just that tzoros will bring it. So, v'shasek Reb Lezer. After this pasuk, then he kept quiet. Could be you're right. He was asking him that he's not going to come because of, or at least it doesn't need. It does not require for us to do tshuva shleima. It's enough that the tzoros alone will be enough of a schus for him to come. To Yomer Reb Abba, ein lucha keitz migula mizeh. There's no pasuk that says clearly when the end will come. If you want a siman to know when Moshiach will be, I have a pasuk. Shneur the pasuk says, "V'yatem horei Yisrael anfachem." The mountains will I give off branches to Klal Yisrael. Titeinu apiryachem tisul liyam Yisrael. They'll give out fruits to the Yam Yisrael. So when you see the mountains giving out branches and the trees giving out nice fruits, early fruits, that's a sign when Moshiach will come. Rav Lezer Weimer Af Mizechnes Pasuk also says Kilifnei Hayam Hoheim before these days Schar Odom Laniya, there won't be any work for a man and people become poor like we had Pashup Shem the word before Atchiyichla Prutam and Akis, we won't have any money left. So it says there won't be any work any higher for men Uschar Habehema Enenu Uliyotze V'Lovi En Shalom Min Hatzor, the people that go out and back with peace. They won't be free, there won't be peace because of the Tzara, because of the Tzaras. Now, so this is also a period of time. When it comes such a time, that's the proof, that, that's the time when Mashiach will be here. That's a sign if we know if this is the right time or not. Now, my liyotzi v'lovoi ein sholem min atzar, what does it mean for the people that go out and come in peace? They won't be freed from the Tzar, from the Tzaras. What does this mean? So, Rav Amar af tamidi chachamim. Even if Tamil Chachamim, they also won't be freed. Shekos of them, it says upon them, Shalom, that Tamil Chachamim bring peace in the world. The pasuk says, Shalom Rav Liyoveh Sarasecha. And Shalom if Nei Tzar, even the Tamil Chachamim will not have peace because of the Tzar. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Min Atzar, Mirayv Hatzaras, one shot. That even the Tamil Chachamim won't be freed from all the problems, from all the Tzaras. Lishnachrin and Tzusan Rashi says Miyetz Hara. Akali Maisa Mashiach, even the Tzadikim, the Tamil Chomim, will not be freed from their own Yetz Hara. The Yetz Hara then will be so strong that it won't be able to hold themselves back. That's called Enshol Mifnei Tzar. They won't have peace from the Tzar, from the Yetz Hara. Shmuel Omar, Achiyil Kol Asarim Kulam Shkulam. Till all the gates, means all the marketplaces, have the same price. So Rashi has two pshat. The one pshat is Shavim Shar Tfuas. The yayin revochim. There'll be a lot of, that means there'll be good prices. The Arminian, like we had before, chamishis seiva gadol. The fifth year, like before the Mashiach comes, then there'll be a nice, there'll be seiva gadol. They'll have a lot to eat. Lishnachrina, shekulin shavim, means they'll all be the same price. Shekulin yikarim, they'll all be very expensive. Like the other Gemara we had, that will be very poor, b'shas Mashiach comes. Omer edichanina, ein ben David bo, ad sheyizbakish dag lachayla, until we go out looking for a fish. You can have a person back home that's sick. The doctor says he needs a codfish he needs. And you go to the ocean, can't find no fish. You should know that's the time of Mashiach. For Layimsi, you won't find it. You know when the pasuk says, Oz Ashkiya Mimeyim, I'll put the waters deep. And there'll be like a filter of oil on top of the water. Imagine when you have oil on top of the water, you won't have any fish there. The fish can't be if there's oil on top. At that time, then I'll bring out the Keren Yisrael, means then Mashiach will come. That's another sign of that generation the Mashiach will be here. Again, we don't know exactly what this means. But, what?
Rabbi, what we said before, they
know what he wants. Ein ben David bo achetichle malchus hazolam Yisrael. Even the smallest amount of kingdom will leave Yisrael. There'll be no kingdom, will have no rulers at all. Shemon Apostle says, V'choris hazalzlim v'masmeris. We'll cut off the simplest ruler, masmeris with hooks. But Sebastian says after that, V'esi, Yuval Shai l'Hashem Tzavokas, they'll bring a present to Hashem, Am Nemushach, the nations are stretched out, Omerit, and peeled. In other words, we'll be very low then, before Mashiach comes. Omar Ziri, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Ein ben David bo ad sheyichlo gasti ruach mi Yisrael. The agency has to go away from Yisrael first. Then Mashiach will come. Gasti ruach has to leave. Shenemar, ki yos osir mikivicha alize gavosech. I'll remove from you the agency from people. Then it says, v'sarti mikivich amoni v'dol v'chosu b'shem Hashem. Then they'll be protected b'shem Hashem. Rashi's kolaymar. Then they'll have a shield from Hashem. Omer Reb Simloi, Mishur Mebeloza, Reb Shimon, Ein ben David bo ad sheyichla kol shoftim v'shoftim Yisrael. So all the judges will leave Yisrael. Pashut means the bad ones, the ones that did bad justice, they'll have to leave. That's makiv, that holds back Mashiach from coming. Shneimer Pasuk says, V'yoshivu yodi alecha, v'yetzro kvorsi gayich, I'll purify you. And then, v'yoshivu shoftecha, then I'll return back the judges. Mashma, the judges have to be purified first, and then they'll be the Mashiach. Amarula, Ein Yerushalayim niftis ele b'tzedakah. Yerushalayim will only have its pidyon, will have its redemption with tzedakah. Tzedakah means, of course, giving money, but also means the midas of chesed, acting kind one to another, the midas of chesed. Shemin Apostle says, Tziyar b'mishpat tipodem, Tziyar will be freed with, b'mishpat tipodem, you're free with good judgment, v'shaveh b'tzedakah, and the Yeshua will return with tzedakah. Omer HaPapa, I'betili yari, betili amgushi. It will be taken away, the haughtiness, the aggressiveness from Jews, then it will be taken away amgushi. Rashi says amgushi, Parsoyim, Mechashvim, the magicians of Parsoyim, that give us problems. And also Rashi says, people that cause us to worship Avodah Zarah. So if we take away Yehiri from us, Hashem will take away the Amgushi. And the Batili Dini will take away our bad judgment that we have, the bad judges. Is Batili Gezifti. Will be Boto Gezifti, Rashi says, Shoftim Adichovim HaChoftim Esrov Makolis. The bad Goyisha judges that hit us with sticks. So it's Midi Kneged Mida. Will take away the bad judges from us, Hashem will take away the bad judges from the Goyim that beat us. Ibatili Yihiri, if you take away haughtiness, Batili Amgushi, as the Basak says, V'yetzot Kabar Tigayich, V'yasiru Kol Bilayich, I'll take away you, I'll purify you. Tigay goes in Lashon of Yehura. And V'batili Dini, if you take away the bad judges, V'batili Gezifti, as the Basak says, Heisla Hashem Mishpatecha, Ponu Evecha. Hashem will take away your bad judgment, and that will, Ponu Evecha, that will turn the enemies away. Om Rav Yechanan. Imreisi Dorsha Mismayat Balak, if you see a generation coming lower, smaller, Mashiach says it means in money, they're becoming poorer and poorer. Chakalai, hope and wait, that's the time when Mashiach will come, like we had before. Shem Rapostik says, V'yes Am Oni Tashiach, a poor nation Hashem will help. That's the sign for Mashiach. Omrev Yechanan, Imreisi Dorsha Tsoros Rabbis Boslov, a lot of Tsoros, a lot of problems come upon them, Kinor like a river, Chakalai, wait for him. Shem Apostle says, Kivoy Kenor Tsar, Ruach Hashem, Noisiso, boy. The Samuel, right after it says, of all it's seeing Goyal. So, Mashmi, after there'll be a lot of Tsaras, that's when the Goyal Mashiach will come. The Yom Reb Yechanan, Ein Ben David Bo Ella Bidor, or Shekula Zakai, or Kula Chayiv. The Mashiach will only come to a generation that's either completely Zakai, or else completely Chayiv, one of the two. So some learn, like we learned before, either they'll do tshuva, or else they won't do tshuva, one of the two. But there won't be medium people. In-betweens we don't have. Right. Well, that's exactly what this means, not so pashid. To have a whole generation be completely exactly, it's unbelievable. It's something you can't even imagine. Everybody should be chayv, everybody should be kula chayv.
Something like the Aziz Mitzrayim, they're reached the 49th level of Duma. If they go to one more, they never would have been.
Yeah, okay. But there are still Dikim Midrashim there also. In every Midrash there, that there were people that were Tzadikim, and there were the other way. But to say Kulai is a big Kiddush. This, what? No, I can't tell you that. No, I can't tell you that. The pasuk says, "V'yamei kula tzadikim li'olam yishu aretz." But darsha kula, that's the pasuk kula chay, kula zakai. That v'yamei kulam tzadikim. Darsha kula chay dechse v'yiru kiyenish v'yishtoimim keimafia. That there's no tzadikim at all. Or Chesed says right away, "Lamani yessa." For my sake, not the Kosh Baruch Hu will bring the Mashiach for his own sake. Not that we deserve it, but lamani yessa. I'm Rabbi Alexandria. We have Yeshua ben Levi Rami. He has through a question. Sivit says, Bito, the Mashiach will come at its time. There's a special time when he's supposed to come. Or Sivit, another pasuk says, Achishnu, I'll bring him faster. Hashem says. So how is that? Zachu Achishnu, Klai Yisrael is Zachu to do Tshuva Shleima. Hashem will bring him even before the time. Loi Zachu, for not Zachu, we don't have Tshuva Shleima. Then Bito, then there's a special time when he will come. Om Rabbi Alexandria. So according to this pshat, if we'll all do tshuva shleima, we could bring Mashiach to come earlier than his time. Amar Rabbi Alexandria, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami, through a question like this, Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'aru am onani shemaya kvar inish osa. Mashiach will come and be like a person that has clouds from Shemaim. It's very prestige. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Oni v'reichav achamar, he'll only come like a poor man riding on a donkey. So what's pshat? Zoch of Klai Yisrael is a matzvah of tzaddikim. There was Zoch that did Tshuva Shleima. Amon and Nishimaya. The Mashiach will come like in the clouds. Loi Zoch of not Zoch with Tshuva, then Oni Reichel Achamar will come like a poor man riding his donkey. Okay, Omalei. Okay, Omalei Shava Makal Shmuel. Shava Makal, the king said to Shmuel, listen, Amrisu Mashiach Achamar, you're telling me now Mashiach doesn't come on the donkey. Ishtalei susya. I'm going to send them my Cadillac. I'm going to send them. I'm my horse. Broca, a beautiful one, a nice one. It's not nice if you go on a donkey. Let me give him a nice horse. The islay. Broca, the islay, the best one I have. Omalei, say, send back to him. No. Meislucho bar chiyuve gavni. Do you have a horse that has 100 colors to it? Rashi's chivri is lush in 100. Rashi says, may of lush in parsi. Like he just, Rashi says, just push them off. Don't do us for favors. This chamor is a special chamor. It's brought down. This is the donkey that Avraham Avinu rode on. This is a special donkey. It's not just a regular donkey. It's not just a Chevy. It's the best we have. It's better than Mercedes, right? That's a special one. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ashkach Eliyo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met up with Eliyo Anavi. Eliyo Anavi was by the cave of Rishim ben Yechoi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Eliyahu Anavi, will I be zeicha to Elam Abu? Elam the Yossi. Omalei, he says, in your tzadon hazeh, if Hashem wants, you go there. I don't know. He asked Hashem. Hashem was with him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shinaim Ri, say, I only see two. I only see me and you, Eliyahu. But to kill Gimel Shemati, I heard a third voice. That was Hashem, the Shechina. Omalei, he said, so Yeshua ben Levi asked Eliyahu, "Ei Masai Yosim Mashiach? When is Mashiach going to come?" Omalei, so Eliyahu another answered him back. What do you want from me? Zil Shad Lidday, go ask the Mashiach. Ask him when he's going to come. So good, Yeshua, good, a good answer. So he said, "Deichi Yosef, but let me know where he is. I'll go ask him." So he said, "Apischa de Karsa, he's by the gates of the city." Some say means Gan Eden. Rashi says by the gates of Gan Eden. Umay Sim, how would I know who the Mashiach is? Yosef Beni Aniya Sublichloim. He's sitting between the people that have chloim, have sicknesses. Rashi says negoyim. He has negoyim. He has plagues on him. Now, how do I know who the Mashiach is? The kulan shari the asirim bechadimna. All the people that take off all the bandages from all their negoyim at one time and clean it and then put back. Iyo, but Mashiach can't take that much time out. Shari chad the asir. He takes off the bandage from one wound and puts it right back again. Omer, he says like this to Mashiach, Dilma Mavina, maybe Hashem will want me. Dilma Iyakiv, I shouldn't hold myself back even one second. At this, if he takes off all the bandages, then Hashem says, okay, time to come. He has to say, hold it, I have to put all the bandages back on again, and then he'll come. Take too long. See, if a Mashiach only takes off one bend at a time, So again, exactly what this means, I don't know. But he's always ready to come, the Kitzer. So what happened was, also Lagabei, okay, Yeshua ben Levi went to the Mashiach. Omalei, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amari, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. Omalei, Mashiach answered him back, Shalom Aleichem Ba'al Levoi, Shalom Aleichem to you Ba'al Levoi. So Rashi says, we see, like was Morrison say, since he answered you back, B'Shalom, you and your father, Mashmi, you'll be Zaycha to Elam Abo. Omalei, Nabi Shum Levi asked him, L'yei Masat, Osi Mar, when are you going to come? Omalei, he says, Hayoim, I'm coming today, don't worry, I'll be here today. Okay, he got the word from the Sheikh, he's coming today. So he went back to Eliyahu Hanavi. Also, Lagabi Eliyahu, he went back to Eliyahu Hanavi. Mustafa took him more than a day to get back home. So by the time he came back home, he said the Mashiach's a liar. He told me he's coming yesterday and he didn't come. Omalei, Mayo, Amalok, Eliyahu Hanavi said, let me hear, what did the Mashiach tell you? Omalei, Shalom Aleichem Ba'al Levoi, he said back to me, Shalom Aleichem Ba'al Levoi. Omalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi told Mishno, Eftecho Lecho Levucha, Liyal Madiyosi. First of all, if the Mashiach gave you Shalom Aleichem, such a nice aleichem shalom, that's the proof that you're a ben olam habo. Omalei, but Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, Shakur ko shakur, he's a liar. A B. The Omalei said to me, Hayoim asin of loyos, he said, it's coming today to Mashiach, and he didn't come. Omalei, Eliona said, no, this is what he meant to say, Hachi omaloch, Hayoim in the Kerla Tishma, he meant to say, today if you do tshuva, if you listen to Hashem, then Mashiach will come. He didn't mean just today alone. He meant, im Hayoim, the Kerla Tishmo. Sholu Tamide Vashem Yesi ben Kisma, Amosai ben Nevabo. Let us know when Mashiach is going to come. So here also you see he didn't make the case, even though before we say not supposed to make the case. So it could be he didn't make it, but he knew when it's going to come. Omri said though, Miss Yoni, I'm afraid. Shema Tavakshi Rimeni Yais. If I tell you, I'm afraid you're going to ask me for a sign. When he knew already, whenever I tell you something, you won't have a sign. I don't want to give you no signs. Omri says, okay. Einonim Avakshi Machois. At least I'll try not to ask for a sign. Omalei, he said like this, look at this, you know when Mashiach will come, look at Sheyipol Hashar is down, when this gate will fall down, the Yivna will build it up, the Yivna will fall down a second time, the Yivna will build it up a second time, the Yivna will fall down a third time. Before they build it up the third time, Atshir Ben David Bo, that's the time when Mashiach will come. When it fell down the third time, before they build it up, that's when it'll come. Omalei, the Tamina couldn't hold himself back. Omru, Loi, Rabbeinu, hey, Lana Weiss, please give us a sign. This is...